Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. I hope you're having a good day. Thanks to the renumbered 4246, which is now 4274, we have a moderately active flaring sun with a total of 19 combined M-class and C-class flares. There was also the M5.0 that we had in the last 24 hours. We did report that that produced a CME yesterday, and it will likely pass behind Earth and graze us on November 6th or the 7th. There is a new coronal hole that will be in geo-effective position in the next few days, so we can look forward to this engagement process of connectivity once again with our Earth and Sun. And just as the high-speed solar wind has slowed down, it will be picking back up again. It seems like as we take this breath in and breath out, it's happening a bit more rapidly now. There's not enough, not a lot of space in between getting these at this point. There's also quite a bit of notable rustling in Kamchatsky, Russia with earthquakes. There was nothing that was above a 6.0. However, a lot of notable rustling going on. And of course, Kilauea on the Big Island of Hawaii, we're seeing the strongest high lava effusion that we've seen in a while. And those two places in the world are definitely experiencing lots of shaking and lots of movement. I always think about the people living on the ground there and what they must be feeling, as it certainly is not a very calm place at the moment. I have a new article that's almost wrapped up and that's coming out shortly. Sorry for the delay on that. However, sometimes these just have a bit of a mind of their own in terms of the directions that they go. They don't necessarily always go in the direction that you think it's going to go. Okay, solar flares. Well, the largest that we had in the last 24 hours occurred last night for those of us in the Eastern time zone, but at 1:48 UTC today. And it was an M3.5 from 4274. It did produce an R1 radio blackout northeast over Australia. We also saw a handful of other M-class flares ranging between an M1.5 and an M3.2. Yes, all from 4274. And we did see C-class range flares from a C2.7 to a C8.7. So yeah, you guessed it. Who did that? Well, 4274. I would say in case there was some type of a award system going out in the solar system for sunspots, that I think 4274, formerly known as 4246, would be winning an award. And let us not forget that 4272 did produce a C4.4, trying to just keep up with the big player on the sunspots right now, and produced a notable flare. So we'll give it an honorable mention today. Let's look at those sunspot regions. So what do we have? Well, we have the same number as yesterday with five of those. However, very different complexities we are waking up to today. 4274 is now showing beta gamma delta complexity. So that's what gives us this bigger flare potential. Obviously, we can see it's living up to its name right now in terms of these solid M-class flares and solid C-class flares. 4273 is beta gamma and the rest were beta. There's also a newcomer, 4275. So we'll see what that has to offer us soon. Solar wind dropped down from 500 and we are currently at 392. And so that's a bit on the average side right now. That BZ was mainly southward and it's currently southward at the moment. KP, well, it's gone down a little bit. So we saw between KP, I say 2.25 to KP4. So we're solidly at KP3 currently. And we've been averaging KP3 for about the last 21 hours. And so that's basically unsettled to active at the moment. Potential forecast, moderate to high activity, highest number we've seen in a while, 60% chance for M-class, and they've got the X at 10% right now. And that's because of course, 4274. The geomagnetic field is quiet to unsettled, and that's because that coronal hole is chilling out right now. So that's why you see a bit more of this settling. Well, the Schumann, a coherent global resonance, moderately quiet with the harmonics There was some peaking, but the chart hasn't been updated in the last several hours. And so overall, from what we can see, it was a bit more coherent and calm and easier to connect into the field if you allow yourself to do that, if you allow yourself to tune in. So much easier to do that in these last almost 24 hours. Like I said, it's been offline. It looks like it's been offline for about 5 or 6 hours right now, but I'm not picking up anything really intense happening with the Schumann, but we'll have a more comprehensive report for you tomorrow on that one. And a summary of all of this, we have an active flaring sun again. So we've been blessed with some healthy warm-ups to allow ourselves in the earth to flex to it a bit. So if we did get something larger, we may be able to handle it a little bit better in real time right now. And that is how I look at this summary. And here's our wisdom drop. Well, the field is open to connect while the solar flare potential can give us a really nice boost of subtle energy. Sometimes when people feel these flares in real time, there's a sudden boost or even a drop in energy. So just be mindful of that. A drop in energy usually implies you need to do some grounding and you need to eat something. It seems being able to eat something quickly is really helpful. It doesn't have to be anything large. Could be a banana, could be an energy bar, could be a smoothie, but something like that usually seems to help. And that's in case you do feel that, you do get that. So that's what I would say today. My wisdom drop is the field is open in terms of what we can see with the Schumann. And the flare potential can really give that nice boost of subtle energy. And in subtle it is, it's not the same when we get the geomagnetic activity that increases. It's a very different quality to it. It's just more on the subtle side. Please head over to ietevolve.substack.com. You can comment, you can ask questions, you can click like. Boy, I don't like saying that. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.